What's good, y'all? Low-Key Beats coming at you with another Low-Key Beats podcast episode. Produce the life you love to live. Episode 5, I'll be talking to you guys today about the art of buying beats. Stop stealing your beats off of YouTube. Start having some rights to the beats that you're using. Whether you're new to the game, you've never bought beats before, the world of buying beats can be kind of a scary place. Whether you've been making music for a while and you've kind of just operated on free beats for a while, and you're ready to step your game up and purchase some beats, or if you've already are seasoned to buying beats, you might want to tune in. Maybe you'll catch some things that you haven't heard before, and it'll make your purchasing decisions in the future a little bit different. But the point of the topic is today I want to talk to you guys about buying beats, what you need to know about buying beats before you go ahead and dive into the world of buying beats. All right, buying beats, buying instrumentals, it's a crucial step for every artist, okay? Beats are a tool of the trade. Beats is something that you're going to need in order to be successful as an artist. There's no way around this, okay? Beats are your backbone. If you don't like paying for beats, all right, I suppose that you could operate on free beats, but my only other recommendation, if you don't like to buy beats, is make your own damn beats. All right, and I don't mean to be rude, but I'm just going to say it to you like that. You don't like to buy beats and give credit to producers, make your own damn beats. It's that simple. But it is crucial to you as an artist to know how to buy beats and have these skills under your belt, because you're going to need beats in order to be successful. Now, when you're purchasing beats, all right, forget the beat. The beats that you love, the beat, all right, that's great. You've picked out a beat. But when you're purchasing beats, you are also purchasing a license to those beats, okay? What is a license? That is paperwork that grants you rights to use the beat that you're purchasing. This paperwork should be coming in your name, you the purchaser, and it should be written clearly who owns the beat, and who's being let use the beat, and what rights, so on and so forth, okay? With that being said, though, let me remind you of this disclaimer. Every single producer works differently, okay? Every producer works differently. However, most producers work on similar premises, all right? A lot of producers work with similar terms and conditions, but that doesn't mean that certain people are exempt just because others do certain things a certain way. Doesn't mean that other people might not do things another way. So let me say that again for the people in the back. Every producer works differently. All right. Before you even start doing business with a producer, it's best that you do a little research and find out how that producer works, what his terms and conditions are, before you even start to do business or buy beats from that person, because it may or may not fit your needs. Now, you may be listening like, I don't even know what I need. All right, well, I'm about to get into that. I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about what is mostly being offered out there in the marketplace. I'd say it's safe to say at least 90% of the marketplace is going to offer what I'm about to tell you guys here today on the podcast. Starting with free beats, number one. Let's just get to the free beats, number one. All right, we see them everywhere. We see them all up and down the news feed. We see them on YouTube. We see them, you know, you might see them in the places where you buy beats. Your producer might send you free beats. Hell, you might be listening to this podcast. I might have sent you some free beats before. Okay, free beats are exactly that. They're free beats, right? Now, free beats can mean different things. Now, you have to know what is associated with this free beat. Okay, some producers give free beats with commercial rights. Commercial rights meaning a rights to make money with the beat. But that's rare. All right, most free beats are for non-profit use. Personally, me as a producer, my free beats I give out are for non-profit use. Most of these are going to be on a non-exclusive, non-profit basis, right? But when you get some free beats, it doesn't include any type of license in your name. So this goes back to what I said about when you're purchasing beats, you're purchasing a license, which is those rights to for you to use that beat. So now when you use a free beat, you're just downloading a free beat right? There's no license for it. You don't really have any clear written down rights on paperwork, okay, granting you any type of rights to use the beats. Even if it's for paid rights, you still don't have any paperwork granting you those rights either, all right? So that's one thing to know about free beats, is that all free beats come with their own terms and conditions, and it's best to find out what those terms and conditions are before you go ahead and use free beats. A lot of producers use free beats as marketing tactics. I mean, we all do. You have to as a producer, and that's me being totally straight up honest with you. Free beats are used as marketing tactics, or it can be looked at like as appetizers. I will send out some free beats, and some artists may like those free beats, and then they may want to upgrade that beat into an upgradable license, which we'll get on further into the podcast. I'll explain to you, but I'll just keep it at that for now. They can upgrade it to a higher tier license later on. Okay, so with free beats, most of the time, those are going to be good for demos. Those are going to be good for mixtapes. Those are going to be good just for practice, you know, kind of like test driving a car before you buy it. Now, the problem with free beats, you may not be able to upgrade it. The producer may not be offering an upgrade. You may not be able to purchase any type of top tier in order to upgrade that beat. So you may be very limited to what you can do with that beat. So you may make a song that you absolutely love, right? But can end up doing nothing with that song. And honestly, from my experience of being in the game, free beats have honestly led to not a lot of opportunity, okay? It can lead you to some promotion. It can lead you to some plays. It can get you some fans and stuff like that. But for you to actually own your music, own your masters, own your catalog of music that you create as an artist, free beats really aren't going to get you there. I mean, you can start with free beats and you can work your way up, you know what I mean, as practice and things like that. You can upgrade them. Free beats can be used right if you use them the right way. I'm not against free beats. I give away free beats. I benefit from free beats. My artists benefit from free beats. So why not give them away? All right, the next license that you would have up from free beats, now we'd be moving into a non-exclusive license, okay? A non-exclusive license is exactly what that word is, non-exclusive. What is what's something that's exclusive? It's restricted or limited to a person or a group. So non-exclusive, meaning it's not limited, meaning that people can get their hands on this, right? Again, non-exclusives are going to be mostly used for demos, free releases, just background music, things like that, where you're not going to be making a profit, you know, free singles, things like SoundCloud releases, or maybe YouTube for a non-monetized YouTube, meaning people that aren't collecting any ad revenue on YouTube, because if they're collecting ad revenue, that's a form of getting paid. So you would need a higher license. We'll get into that later, though. So, mostly used for demos, free releases, and things like that. All right, pros of a non-exclusive license. This is the most basic license that you guys are going to see with the cheapest pricing point, more than 9 times out of 10, the cheapest pricing point is going to be there. All right, now, there's some pros to the non-exclusive, is you can test drive this beat before you buy it. You know what I mean? You can get the beat. You can record over it. You can make sure that your vocals match. You can make sure that you make a song that you like. You know what I mean? You can purchase. You can see if the purchase is going to be worth your investment or worth your time, and then go ahead and upgrade it, right? Some rights is better than no rights at all. I know, and you can get some rights for a smaller price. Why not? You know, and this tier, the non-exclusive tier, a lot of times, people who do music at a hobby level will be perfectly okay with this license. You know, they're not looking to make money with it. They're not looking to upload onto any of the paid platforms. They're just looking to put it on SoundCloud, call it a day. Whatever happens, happens. All right? And this type of license would be beneficial for somebody like that who isn't looking to really get too many paid opportunities out of the music that they're making. This one might be for you. Now, some of the cons to a non-exclusive license is automatically limited rights to the beat. I mean, you're limited. Some producers allow you to sell a certain amount of units, but most non-exclusives are going to be non-profit, and you're going to need to upgrade in order to make money with the beats. Some producers, they'll allow you to do certain things. Again, that goes into that disclaimer where each producer works differently. It's best to find out their terms and conditions, right? So more cons to the non-exclusive are the beat might get sold before you get a chance to upgrade it. Now, I'll be perfectly honest with you. This has happened before quite a few times to me as a producer where an artist loves a beat. They make a song they like, but time goes by and they're working on getting their budget up for it or whatever the case may be, and the beat actually gets sold and there's nothing that I can do about it, right? So, you know, with that being said, then that's just a lost cause. I mean, you either just put the song out for free, you either just find another beat and put the lyrics that you made over another beat. I mean, it's just a bad situation all around that you don't really want to deal with anyway. If you're looking for paid opportunities with your music, if you're looking to make money with your music, be a business with your music, you're definitely going to want some beats that have rights to make money with your music using the beats. And you're going to want to have access to some higher quality files, because with non-exclusive, most likely it's going to be a lower quality MP3. Some producers offer a WAV file, which is the type of file that the beat is sent to you in. MP3 is a little bit of a lower quality than a WAV file. And also with non-exclusive, most of the time, tracked out stems do not come with it. Tracked out stems are the pieces of the beat so that the engineer can put all of the pieces of the beat and line them up with your vocals and mix everything as one, just to kind of make things easier. Explain it that way. All right, with that, non-exclusive, you get less quality. You get an MP3 file, and you don't usually get the track stems. Now, sometimes some producers will offer track stems. They will offer higher quality with the non-exclusive. So it really just depends on what that particular producer is offering. Now, that's it for non-exclusive. Moving on, if you have a non-exclusive beat, you're really looking to upgrade it, or if you're looking to make a profit with your music using the beats, these next options are going to be more for you. This next one is commonly known as an unlimited license, or what I call it and what some other producers have followed suit to call it is a full profit license. And exactly what it says, they're unlimited and they're full profit, meaning there's no limitation, meaning that you can make full profit with it. This is another form of non-exclusive, but it comes with benefits, all right? This type of beat license, all right, imagine this is the friends with benefits, right? There's no limitations. It's unlimited, right? Okay, you got to find out what you can do, though. This goes back to that disclaimer. We're going to go back to that disclaimer of each producer has their own terms and conditions throughout this podcast, because that's a theme that I want to get into your guys' head, that not all producers are going to work the same, and you need to work with each producer individually, right? So, but most of the time with the unlimited license, there's going to be no limitations to what you can do. There's going to be no cap to the money that you can make using the beat. But like I said, find out, all right? Know what you're buying before you buy it. Some of these pros of having an unlimited or a full profit license: you already have rights out the gate. You're already good to go, baby. You're ready to get fired up. You're ready to make some money. You're ready to take advantage of these paid opportunities. You're ready to upload to iTunes, Spotify. You're ready to sell a million records, baby. All right, you're already ready out the gate. When you have an unlimited or a full profit, all right, you're set up to make money. You're already invested in yourself. You're serious. All right. You don't have anything to worry about because you already have rights to the beat. So what if it gets sold non-exclusive? So what if it gets sold exclusive? You have rights to that beat. All right. When you purchase the rights to the beat, even if it's sold, whatever, you still can use that beat and make your money with it and keep it moving. Now, also, usually this includes the higher quality WAV file that I was just talking to you guys about, and it usually includes tracked out stems. All right, now, the cons of this license: a little bit higher of a price point usually from the non-exclusive. It's a step up, but it's a great step up because you're getting rights to make money using the beats. All right, another con might be that it's not exclusive, and you may not be the only one with that beat with rights to the beat. All right, you have to decide if that's something that is an issue for you or not. You know, do you need to be the only one with the beat? I'll talk a little bit more about that later in the podcast. I'm going to get into the next tier of the beat buying, the almighty, the big daddy, the granddaddy, eating steak and lobster exclusive rights. This is the top tier of beat buying. All right, doesn't get any higher than this unless you make your own beats. All right, this is the top tier, most respected tier. If you're a veteran artist and you're doing your thing, more than likely you're going to be purchasing exclusive rights, or you're going to be purchasing unlimited rights. All right, but this is the top tier. Ownership of the beat, ownership rights to make money using the beat, paid opportunities, like I said, for unlimited. The exclusive is like unlimited. But with exclusive, you're the last person to buy the beat, right? So you're the last person to get the beat. Nobody else after you will have the beat. So now you're in control at the end of this beat. Your song is the one that owns the beat. So even though there's other people out there who may have the unlimited or whatever, you're the top dog because you have the exclusive rights. That doesn't mean you can hit them up and say, hey, take your song down because I purchased the exclusive rights. That's not the way it works. All right, you just have the beat moving forward from there. They get to do their thing with the beat. You get to do your thing with the beat, and everybody's happy. Now, some cons to the exclusive rights is now this is probably going to be the highest price point. Depending on your producer, they may have some great deals on exclusives. Like I said, find out those terms and conditions of what you get for the price, okay? You get what you pay for, especially in the beat game. You get what you pay for in anything in life, all right? Now, the other con would be is if you don't use the beat, you spent a bunch of money on this beat, you didn't end up using it, and now you blew the budget on something that you didn't really need, right? So that's another con of the exclusive rights. Now, all of these paid licenses, I'm going to keep things real short and real brief. I'm not going to dive too deep into the publishing and all that stuff. Maybe we'll get into that in another podcast to break it down for you to make things a little easier in another podcast. So I'll just keep it brief. All of these licenses are going to have different splits for sales, publishing, royalties, okay? Whatever money there is to be made on the table between the artist, the producer, the label. I will tell you out the gate, this is not a self-promotion, but this is obviously my podcast, so I'll go ahead and say it. My stuff, I allow the artist to keep 100% of their sales and their profits. Now, there is a bit of a catch. That's up to $50,000. Once you exceed $50,000, we renegotiate. We come up with a contract where both of us eat. We both have families to feed. Okay, your song blows up. I made that beat. I was part of helping that song become what it was. I made that beat. Without that beat, that song wouldn't be what it is. So, I think, personally, not to get off on a rant and on a tangent, I think it's fair to allow the artist to make the first 50 bands, and after that, let's renegotiate. Okay, what if Old Town Road comes along and, you know, Keo sold that beat for $30 or whatever? Imagine if he had no publishing off it. That would be bogus, right? That beat helped make Lil Nas X who he is today. All right, that's just an example here. All right, so all of these licenses will have different splits for whatever money there is to be made on the table between the artist, producer, and label. That's up to you, the producer, the people you work with, the collaborators you work with, to figure out who gets what. With me personally, with Low Key Beats, I allow the artist or the person who buys my beats to keep 100% of their sales and their publishing. All right. Now, real quick, I wanted to do some honorable mentions, some stuff that you might see come across. In the beat buying world are track stem licenses. Now, what does that mean? Track stem licenses is a license to where you get to use the beat, but they send you the tracked out stems, meaning the pieces of the beat, so the engineer can mix everything from the beat and your vocals all in one, making it unison. Now, most of the time, track stem licenses will come as non-exclusive. Whatever terms and conditions come with that, I used to offer that. I don't offer that anymore. I only offer tracked out stems on unlimited license, or I offer tracked out stems on exclusive rights. If somebody needs tracked out stems on non-exclusive, I will probably go ahead and do that for them. The other honorable mention that I wanted to do was Custom Beats. Now, Custom Beats are a completely different world. Just like getting a tattoo, different tattoo artists do different different prices for different work and things like that. And that's the same thing for beats, okay? Custom beats are different. Now, most of the time when you buy a custom beat, you're usually purchasing work for hire for them to create the beat, and then you get the exclusive rights to the beat with whatever percentage or split that you guys decide on. That's how custom beats will work. It's hard. You're not going to be able to buy a custom beat, you know, off of somebody's website. You're going to have to talk with them and decide what it is that you guys are going to make together for the custom beat. Usually that's a thing where you go ahead and contact the producer. You know, that's one of those things where you sit down, or not sit down, but you contact the producer, message them, and decide what it is that you're going to be creating and what it is that you need to fit your needs, okay? So I just wanted to mention those two honorable mentions that you might come across. You'll see I do custom beats. Well, what is a custom beat? A custom beat is made for you. So that's something to consider as well. You have to, you know, decide what it is for you that you're going to need. You know, with custom beats, you know, expect to pay a custom price, okay? Because you're getting something that nobody else has. Keep in mind that you're buying a beat and you'll be the only person with that beat. That beat is one of a kind, so more than likely the price of that beat's going to be a little bit higher, considering that producer couldn't make any money anywhere else off the beat because he only sold it the one time. You know, that goes into what I wanted to mention. Are you being the only artist with the beat? Is that important to you? All right, that's something you have to decide as an artist. You know, if that is something that's an issue to you, then shop private. You know, a lot of producers, you can hit them up. Hey, what type of private beats do you have? What are the prices for private beats? But be serious and on business when you ask these things, okay? Because, you know, going around asking for stuff like that, a producer is going to assume that you're ready to do business as soon as they hear a beat they like. A tip to getting beats that nobody else has is buy beats when they first drop, right when they come out, like the day that they come out, when you see a fresh, brand new beat drop, and you're like, all right, this one's for me, go and buy that exclusive right off of there. Boom. I mean, what? maybe one or two people might have got in there and grabbed it before you did. Doubtful, though. You know, beats don't sell that fast. They sell fast, but not that fast. Let me just throw in my two cents that, you know, for the people that it's not important to having be the only person with the beat, I've honestly never seen two clashes of fan bases, all right? And I've worked with hundreds of artists, and I haven't seen it become an issue. It certainly does happen, though. I mean, it certainly does happen to where certain fans heard it and somebody else rapped over it and vice versa. You know, and what happens if it blows up? That's always a question that I get a lot. Say, for example, you found a beat on YouTube, and you just went ahead and used the beat. You made a dope song. The song's doing numbers now, and it's blowing up now. Well, I mean, if you don't have any rights to that beat, I mean, you better start trying to get some rights to that beat. That's number one. Number two, hope that those rights are still available to that beat. And if they are, hop on it, pay whatever price you need to pay to get your hands on that beat. Because if it's doing that well, you're going to want rights to that beat. So that's the thing here. The reason behind this podcast is a lot of people, they go ahead and they go the free beat route, and they don't plan for things to do well, and they end up doing well, and they actually want to go ahead and take it to paid platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, etc., etc., and then they end up not being able to. I've seen this situation play out a lot of times to where, you know, situations to where people made a great song, and now, you know, the beat, you aren't able to be upgraded. You know what I mean? It's out of there. So, I mean, that's something you have to consider as an artist when you use free beats is it worth my time to use these free beats? Because, you know, am I just doing this at a hobby level, or am I doing this to get this to a place where, you know, this is going to become something where I'm making money with it? This is a business. You know, that's something that you have to decide for you. And I just want to get that point and drive that point home. When it comes to buying beats, you need to really sit down and figure out where you are as an artist, what you want to do as an artist, where you want to go as an artist, and make those decisions from there. All right. You know, when you're just a few tips for when you're buying beats, all right? Always find out those terms and conditions before you buy. You can go right on the producer's website or their beat store. You can read through the terms and conditions right there. They shouldn't be hidden. Anybody that's hiding any terms and conditions from you, don't want to do any business with them. If they don't want to answer your questions, don't do business with them. But don't ask questions that you can go easily find answers to, okay? I speak about this subject a little bit more in podcast episode two about not getting scammed and doing business with people that don't have any business doing business. So you can go ahead and listen to that podcast to get a little bit more background about how to know if somebody's credible and if you should be doing business with them. But furthermore, some more tips when reaching out, buying beats from a producer. Always have a budget when you're reaching out. If you don't have a budget, that's cool. Just wait until you do. All right. Wait until you have a budget. It's fine to find out prices and things like that, to know what you need to afford. But, don't be annoying with it. Just ask your questions, find out what you need. And then once you're ready to go ahead and do that business. Be professional and courteous. That's the number one thing. You should always be professional and courteous when approaching anybody doing any type of service for you anyway. Things will always go better. The experience will always go better when you're professional and courteous. Just be serious. Be on business. Producers and other people, graphic designers, video guys, things like that. Appreciate when you're serious and on business, and don't make things a headache. Let those people know what it is that you need. Be clear and concise about what it is that you need. Find out how it is that they get paid, and go ahead and pay them, and everybody's happy, and get your work. Like I said, you can revert to episode two to know if you're gonna be able to trust that person and get the work and things like that before you even do business with them. A couple more tips for you guys about buying beats. Go on the beat store, write to the beat before you buy it. Write the full song. Sit there, write both verses and hooks, especially if it's a beat that maybe been up there for a little bit of time. You might have a little bit of time with it, but hey, I've personally had beats to where they've been sitting up there for a while, and all of a sudden it goes, and then a person hits me up like, hey, what happened to that beat? I'm like, it's gone, and it's all bad from there. You know what I mean? There's nothing you can do, baby. That's it. Out of there. Donezo. And I've seen that situation play out 100 times, and it sucks for all parties involved, even me as a producer, because I'm trying to cater to the artist's needs, but I can't. Once it's been sold, it's sold. All right. Another tip for buying beats is if you're serious about your craft and you need beats, ask about bulk deals. I mean, most producers are going to cut you a nice deal when you're buying more than one beat. Most producers do offer bulk deals. Not to, promote myself, but this is my podcast. I do offer bulk deals. When you purchase more than one, I have package deals. All right. So that's the art and guide of buying beats. I know it can be scary and confusing, but if you break it down and truly think about it, it comes down into like four things: free beats, non-exclusive, unlimited full profit, and exclusive rights. Those are the things to keep in mind. You also want to keep in mind that all terms and conditions are different between every producer. You want to hash those terms and conditions out with that producer before you do business with them, and make sure it's going to be a fit for what you need and where you're headed, because as independent artists, we can't afford to make too many mistakes and shop with people that we're not going to benefit from. Okay, when you do business with people, you want both parties to benefit on both sides. All right, that has been the art and guide of buying beats. Stop stealing your beats off of YouTube. Get serious, man. Invest in yourself. This is your craft. All right, things go a lot better when you get the right tools for the job. Imagine being a carpenter and you go and you get some cheap old Walmart tools. No knock to Walmart. I shop at Walmart, right? But you go get some cheap Walmart tools and you're trying to do a job where you're a contractor. That's not going to work out. You need to go to the hardware store. You need to get some real tools. So that's like the example here of being an artist. You need to go get your tools. You need to go get your beats. You need to have rights to those beats in your name, paperwork granted in your name. Anything happens to you or anything happens to the producer, you can pass the rights on to your music for generations to come. Imagine if Michael Jackson had no rights to any of his beats. All right, imagine if any of these stars had no rights to their beats. Imagine if Snoop Dogg didn't have the rights to the instrumental, the Gin and Juice. He wouldn't be Snoop Dogg. Imagine if he couldn't put out Gin and Juice because he had no rights to it. All right. That's something to consider as an artist. Buying beats is something that, you know, I know it gets hairy and scary. There's a lot of terms and conditions and blah, 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 blah. But it's really, when you think about it and you wrap your head around it, it really is simple. It comes down to those couple of things, and it comes down to the terms and conditions. You know, make sure it makes sense for both sides of parties. Like, you're getting your cut of the share, the producer's getting his cut and his credit, whatever. Work it out between the producer and the artist and the people involved in getting the money from the actual record, right? So, The Art of Buying Beats, The Guide to Buying Beats. Stop stealing your beats off of YouTube. Get real, get serious. Here you go, here's the guide. Hopefully this will make your beat buying process a little bit easier in the future. Hopefully you can move forth with a little bit more confidence in approaching producers and purchasing beats from producers. If you have any questions about purchasing beats, feel free to hit me up. I'd be glad to help you out. If you're new to buying beats, you need to figure out exactly what type of license you need for yourself. Feel free to hit me up. We'll figure that out together. We'll sit down and we'll figure out a plan that's exactly custom for you and your career, because that's what's important. There is no one-size-fits-all option when it comes to your career. So stop trying to let people put you in a box and one-size-fits-all you. We'll figure out a custom plan that's right for you. Listen, I really appreciate you guys tuning in to the Low Key Beats podcast. Produce the life you love to live. Man, get out there and create that life that you love to live. Not just want to live and you're okay living, that you love living. Wake up every day and love life. If you have any ideas for topics for me, if you have any questions for me about anything to where I can make podcast episodes around it, please feel free to hit me up. There's a contact box on my main page on lowkeybeats.com. You can hit me up on any of my social medias, lowkeybeats across the platform. All right, I really appreciate you guys being tuned into the podcast. Episode 5 is in the books. All right, I just cut through the bullshit of buying beats for you guys. All right, if whether you're a new artist, whether you're an artist that's been in the game for a while, you're ready to take it serious and start buying your beats and having paperwork for your beats, or whether you're just somebody that, you know, is just trying to get some information about how it works and you might be planning to buy beats in the future, I hope that this helps you in some way, shape, or form. Please feel free to hit me up, drop some comments maybe about a situation you've been into about buying beats. Maybe you can help other people who have checked out this podcast. Maybe you can drop some ideas or some tips in the comments that you use when you buy beats that I might have missed that may help out other people when it comes to buying beats. Low Key Beats, much love. I appreciate you guys. I'm out.